Good morning and welcome to WFHB Saturday's Child, our monthly live radio broadcast, where we feature musical guests the second Saturday of every month since 1994. From Grammy winners to garage bands, from bluegrass to blues, it's always a great hour of music, and today is certainly no exception, though it will be exceptional. We are more than thrilled, beyond thrilled, extremely thrilled, excited to have the return this month of our good friend, Mr. Tim Grimm. It's standing room only here at the History Center, but we'll put some more chairs up if you want to come in and join us. Thanks for tuning in to WFHB and for your continued support of live music on community radio. Additional support for WFHB and Saturday's Child comes from Laurenwood Builders, a family-owned company sourcing local materials and local craftspeople working to build a sustainable community. More information is available at laurenwoodbuilders.com. Make yourselves comfortable. Grab a cup of coffee, some bagels and schmears, and settle in for a fantastic hour of music. We're here at the History Center. Come on down and join us. There's no charge, but for the charge you get from the show, Mr. Tim Grimm on Saturday's Child.
I know what you would see. Sky hung blue on Brownie Mountain. There stood the forest through the trees. We walked the path that some old mule train took us back through fallen leaves. It was on our way up Brownie Mountain that we passed the ghosts of you and me. They were dressed in plain and simple clothing. They were walking down as we walked up with their arms entwined. They could not see us. Their eyes were filled with timeless love. And I took your hand in joy and sorrow, we watched them fade so peacefully. It was halfway there, up Brownie Mountain, touched by grace, nearly free. On Nebo Ridge, felt the silence, and with your eyes you questioned me. Were those the ghosts past or future? It's hard to know what's meant to be. It was near the edge that I stopped you. I said ahead is a mystery. Now close your eyes, know you trust me. There's even more for you to see. Where the view was almost sacred, across the hill like scattered bones, these giant rocks lay in an as if the gods played dominoes. Don't know why, when or how, dear, these ancient stones came here to be. But they made their bed up on Brownie Mountain. Won't you rest your head on one with me? Just the sound, some sparrow, and the dance of a single leaf on a sun-warm stone we lay together. Sometimes the truth mystery. So much. Song about one of Indiana's natural wonders. Go to Story, Indiana. Go down 135. You get to Story. You get to the Story Inn. You see the buildings and the old general store. And then you see a sign that says Dead End. I encourage you to go about 8 miles past that sign. And there will be a parking lot over a steep hill. And you can park there. And you can hike up to the top of Browning Mountain. And you get to the top of Browning Mountain, and it's a beautiful hike. It's about 45 minutes up to the top of the ridge. It's one of those Brown County ridges. And you get to that ridge, and you walk to the end. And in the fall, you see it's one of the best places to see the changing colors of the leaves. But you don't just walk up there for that. You walk up to the top of Browning Mountain because of those stones that I mentioned in the song. And they're about 3 feet high and 3 feet wide or so, and anywhere from 7 to 20 feet long. And they're laying as if in rows down that steep hillside. And they have no idea how they got up there or when they got up there. And they're not native to the area. They are one of Indiana's natural wonders. And I love being able to travel around the world in Europe and play that song and talk about Indiana's natural wonders. This is a tune from... many years ago, we did a project here, locally based, called Wilderness Plots. And Christy DeTour and Carrie Newcomer and Tom Rosnowski and Michael White. And it was all based on the writings of Scott Russell Sanders. And we kind of toured around, did small theaters and around Indiana and around the Midwest. And we came up with a lot of songs based on Scott's short tales of the settlement of the American wilderness between the Revolutionary War and the Civil War in the Midwest. And this is one of the songs I wrote at the end of that project, based on also on Scott's book, Bad Man Ballad, and some reading I'd done on some of the speeches that Tecumseh had made with William Henry Harrison. And it's amazing that there was a soldier there who was writing down the words of Tecumseh, who many consider, and I consider, to be one of America's greatest leaders. So this is called Cover These Bones. Take this earth and cover these bones. This path I walk alone. My eyes, but I still see all the things you've done to me. Hope to lie in sacred ground, feel the sun come shining down, and hold the wings of a holy bird, circle round this piece of earth. Your people came a few at first, guns in hand and woven shirts. Around the fire we smoked the pipe. You gave us whiskey, we gave you wives. You cut the trees did die. You built the roads for wagons wide. You taught us how to live inside. You told us all why Jesus died. Cover these bones with homes and towns. This land we held is sacred ground. We had enough for all we wanted. Now we're ghosts, the walking haunted. Cover these bones, our people cry. Cover these bones, our stories die.
cover these balls with seeds that last. Tell our stories once we're gone. Indiana.
Thank you so much. A project I did just a few years ago. I don't know about everybody here in the audience, out there in the bigger world too, who can remember everything before, during, and after, right before, during, and after COVID. My brain's a little foggy about some of that stuff. I think it was right before COVID at the other radio station in town. We did a project called the Ernie Pyle Experiment, and I was able to narrate that series of podcasts, but I also asked me to write a song, and the Ernie Pyle Experiment was mostly about Ernie's wife, which little has been written or recorded, so it's a bit of a mystery. Geraldine was her name. And I wanted to write a song from Geraldine's perspective. I will ride with you when the skies turn gray. I will ride with you if you don't speak my name. And I will lie with you in the cool summer rain. I will lie with you if you don't say my name. The morning light can sometimes break your heart, dear. And the bottle's there to carry us away. Surest plans will always catch on fire. And dreams are just a sad excuse to stay. I will ride with you without ever touching down. I will ride with you, always lost and never found. And I will play for you every day that we're apart. I will play for you from the end back to the start. The morning light can sometimes break your heart, dear. The bottle's there to carry us away. The surest plans will always catch on fire. Dreams are just a sad excuse to stay. I will ride with you when the skies turn gray. I will ride with you if you don't speak my name. I will ride with you forever on this road into the house we built out in old New Mexico. I will search with you for a thing we'll never find, and I will whisper it's so alone inside.
The morning light can sometimes break your heart, dear.
Bottles there to carry us away.
The surest plans will always catch on fire.
Dreams are just a sad excuse to stay. I will ride with you when the skies turn gray. And I will ride with you if you don't speak my name. Thank you so much. My grandfather lived up in northern Indiana in the flatlands, and was a farmer up there, a farmer and a lawyer. That's a good combination, isn't it? He'd wake up in the morning. I remember I spent a lot of summers up working with Grandpa. He'd wake up in the morning, and he'd put his suit on, and then he'd put his coveralls on over the suit and go out and do the chores. When he came home from work, he did it the other way around. And I spent a lot of summers baling hay with my grandpa, which gave me the idea for a few years when I moved back to Indiana that I indeed, too, could be a hay farmer. So it was on my business card for a while. Singer, songwriter, actor, hay farmer.
Thinking about the old man on the farm. Thinking about the old man all alone. Well, I heard he crushed his hip when the cattle made him slip as he was feeding his 100-odd some herd. But he pulled himself right up and crawled 100 yards or more and said, "Don't worry, I'll have better luck next time." Sort of chuckled to himself and shook his head. And that old man is my old granddad. He's 86 years old today. Well, he's lived a full life at 54 years with his wife, and he'd do it all again the same. I'd help out with the hay, and I'd do anything granddaddy'd say. A dollar an hour working on till after dark, I'd be so quiet I'd jump right into bed. Then I'd listen for a while as he and grandma joked, and I would smile at all the kind words that they say. And that old man is my old granddad. He's 86 years old today. Well, he's lived a full life at 54 years with his wife, and he'd do it all again the same way. All our lives, and we learn from those around us. And I know that big strong man has had a hand in who I am. It's not always the harshest words that bring us understanding. Sometimes it's the quiet things said or left unsaid. An example for us all in his words and in his deeds. Family, work, and friends are all his needs. Now he just can't slow down. There's no one else around to help him do all the things he used to do. Well, I get up there when I can. It's not enough, I know, but his eyes, they light up every time. Yes, his eyes, they light up every time. That old man
86 years old today. Well, he's lived a full life. At 54 years with his wife, he'd do it all again the same way. Thanks so much. Songs are a way of holding on to people, among other things. And I'm going to follow that one with a pretty new song. I had a release album come out called The Little In Between in the spring. And I wrote a song about my dad, who passed away. You lose track of time, but I think it was 2017, which on one hand seems like yesterday. The other hand, it seems like a long time ago, you know. And thinking about Dad out on his place out in the country, we lived kind of near Mount Healthy, Indiana, off of Route 58, just inside Bartholomew County, across the Brown Line. And the song's called New Boots. Father wore his boots till his boots, they had no soul. The sides are rough and faded and the toe might have a hole. And he might replace the laces when they got too short for tying. And I told my dad that new boots were the thing he should try. And I put a new box on the closet shelf. It held the new boots, 'cause Dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old ones. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. My father wore his boots like my father wore his clothes. My mother mended rips and my mother patched the holes. And my father had his father's tools, simple, strong, and steel. And my father seldom hugged me, but I know just how he'd feel. And I put a new box on the closet shelf. He held the new boots. His dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. He had a gift at saving money, and he was never spending it. There was good food on the table for my mother and us kids, and we'd travel around this country in that old red camper bus. It wasn't things he bought us, it was the experience. And I put a new box on the closet shelf. It held the new boots. Dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old ones. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. I was thinking just this morning, I need a new pair of jeans. And I thought about my father and a lot of little things. About the day he left us, it was not quite in the fall. And I remember walking through his house and taking it all. just inside the front door. His old boots against the wall, and I opened up the closet door, and this is what I saw. I saw a new box on the closet shelf. It held the new boots. His dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old ones. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. New boots, thank y'all.
How about it, folks? Tim Grimm on Saturday's Child. Gotta love it. That's a fantastic set of music. Stick around for more Saturday's Child. Come on down and join us at the Arts Center here, the History Center, rather, the Monroe County History Center on 6th and Washington Streets. We're here with Tim Grimm on Saturday's Child on your community radio station, WFHB. We got a whole other half to go, and we'll be right back. Podcast. This is Saturday's Child on your community radio station, 91.3, 98.1, 100.7 in Nashville, 106.3 in Ellettsville, WFHB.org, everywhere else. Well, almost everywhere, I suppose. We got a good show this morning. What do you think? Well, that was easy. Tim, how you doing, man?
I'm doing quite well, Dan. It's great to be back in this glorious room with all these people in here, seeing a lot of familiar faces. People come out of the woodwork, literally. Yes. So it's nice to see everybody out here, and I hope a lot of people are listening to WFHB, community, volunteer-driven radio, one of the gems of Bloomington, Indiana, the gems of Indiana. And as a traveling musician, one of the greatest places to come and be supported by FHB.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for being here, man. It's easy to support great talent, I'll tell you that. And speaking of great talent, you got a new recording coming out, yeah?
Yep.
Or it's out, actually.
The Little In Between, right.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the making of that, if you would.
Yeah, I'm spending a chunk of time, about half my time out in the plains, out in Norman, Oklahoma, and the rest of the time trying to get a cabin built on 50 acres that Dad left me near Mount Healthy in a deep grove of white oaks on a high ridge, and it's a beautiful place, and I want to build a cabin way the heck back there. But anyway, I'm out in Norman, Oklahoma some of the time, and I have a little just an open studio. I've been doing some visual art with this new album, and I just had a batch of songs that came pretty quickly for me, about 3 months, and wrote all these songs and went in, found a studio, a friend Buffalo Terry Wears, a great guitar player out in that part of the country, and he told me about this studio, and I went in there, and I had these 10 songs, I think, and went in with guitar and did two takes of everything, and we did them all in one day, and
wow.
I did the guitar vocal, and then we choose between one of those two tracks, and then I could start to think about what I want to add to this. You know, it was not, you know, I knew it wasn't Nebraska, you know, where Bruce is all by himself, but but it was kind of bare bones like that, and I thought, well, I thought of two people. One was Sergio Webb, and Sergio Webb played guitar for a guy named David Olney and many other people for a long, long time. And I'd known Sergio, and I thought Sergio would be a perfect electric guitar accompaniment to what I've just done. And so we went to Santa Fe and put his tracks down. And then I spent a lot of time in Scotland now with a little tour company I'm working with. I started over there. And I met a cello player there, a young woman named Alice Allen, who does more with a cello than I've ever seen. And she's blown me away when I've seen her. And I said, Alice, would you play cello on this album? So the album is mostly me and the guitar, electric guitar and cello. And we put it all together, and there it is.
That's fantastic. Yeah, yeah, it is great, actually. And speaking of Scotland, I don't spend too much time chatting, but you got a cool gig that you're doing in Scotland. And can you just tell us a little about that? Because it's pretty fascinating.
For about 10 years, I've worked for a company called Innisfree Tours in Ireland. And I have been taking people, about 20 people at a time, with Innisfree Tours on music tours for people who don't like tours. And these are small groups, and these are a great way to see the landscape, learn about the history and the culture. Hear Irish music most nights, and I do concerts myself one or two times. And I've been doing that, and people came to Ireland and said, this is a wonderful way to travel. Where else can we go? And I thought about it, and I'd been to Scotland when I was in college, and I said, I'm going to go back and scout Scotland. And I spent a couple years just going back, meeting guides, meeting musicians, and then put together a team so we take people to Scotland, between 16 and 20 people to Scotland at a time for 10 and 14-day tours. And they're pretty well curated and coordinated, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, very cool.
Great music, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, you know, you put together a lot of great stories and songs and bring a lot of memories out, and I think that's part of the reason why we all love your music so much. And when you're talking about your grandfather was a lawyer and a farmer, and your business card with a songwriter, actor, and hay farmer on it, brought to mind a pleasant memory from my youth. And if my mother were here, the first thing she would have said to me was, you know, when you were young, you used to tell me you wanted to be a doctor, a painter, and a paintbrush so you could paint your office. Tim Grimm on WFHB Saturday's Child.
Thank you, Dan. And incidentally, we just happen to have a paintbrush in this next song. Like no other. It's between salvation and being torn asunder. It's in between the tears and laughter. It's a little before, a little after. It's a little before, a little after. It's not where you're going. It's not where you've been. It's in the breath that you are. So I mentioned about, for those out in radio land, about the people sitting in this room, people like Jim Mannion, who was one of the early, one of the early, supporters and champions of my music and a lot of people's music, both on the local and the regional front, and was instrumental in getting national acts to come through and as many people to come in and play on WFHB as possible. Caroline's on the front row here. I'm listening to WFHB coming across Brown County, you know. And I said, well, I was going to play Perfect Getaway today in the show, but you played it on the radio. So you already heard that one. So I'm glad you guys are here. It makes me think, being in this room, though, one of the truly instrumental people at WFHB when I first came back to town all those years ago was a guy named Mike Kelsey. And Mike brought people. He brought people into this very room to do shows. He brought my friend Eric Taylor into this room, and we did a show. He brought David Olney into the Follies, and Michael Smith into the Follies. And thinking about it, this is Bloomington, and WFHB is one of the few places where I can talk about this song I'm going to do. Because I wrote a song, all three of those guys died not of COVID, but they died during the pandemic. And they're all friends of mine. They were all people who I was able to travel with a little bit, I was able to perform with, do shows with, sometimes record their songs or they'd record mine, in Eric Taylor's case. And they were masters of the craft, and they all passed very quickly. And I wrote this song. David Olney gave me the title. He didn't know he gave me the title at the time, but the last time I saw David Olney was in Eindhoven, the Netherlands, and we did a show together there. And he told me before the show, he was always talking to me about theater and acting. You know, he wanted to be an actor too, and he'd gotten involved with the Nashville, Tennessee Shakespeare Company, writing music and doing small parts. But he told me that night, man, reading a lot of Shakespeare, the greatest author that ever lived. I want to play King Lear one day. Play King Lear. So I remember picking up Eric Taylor to take him to a radio interview here in Bloomington. And got him about 10:30 in the morning. We're driving to the interview. He said, it's not too early to get a bottle of wine, is it? I said, no, Eric, it'd be fine. Michael Smith was always going to the back of the room. He would love this museum that we're in, Monroe County history here. He would be up in every nook and cranny, picking up every book he could pick up and just get himself in the corner with the book. Just a few of my memories of these three people. Each of you were jesters, but none of you were fools. You could sing the world its beauty by breaking all the rules. And those of us that follow you have mountains still to climb. And the path we walk is lonelier but easier in time. Let us go to the banks of the ocean. If it can't happen to you, and it can't happen to me, we're headed for Jerusalem tomorrow. Michael Smith, Eric Taylor, and David Olney. I put this pen to paper, my hands on this guitar, and I think of all the places too near and far. And I think of all the stories that no one else could tell. When the lights went down in those holy rooms, you could hear it well. Let us go to the banks of the ocean. If it can't happen to you, then it can't happen to me. We're headed for Jerusalem. Michael Smith and Eric.
I'd tell his story with these simple cowboy chords. Then I shared the stage with greatness. I'll be grateful evermore. Each of you were preachers, prophets without fear, and your talismans were bottles, books, and banks of the ocean. If it can happen to you, then it can happen to me. We're headed for Jerusalem tomorrow. Michael Smith and Eric Taylor and David O'Neill. Michael Smith, Eric Taylor, and David.
So it's a real treat for me to be working with David's former sideman, Sergio Webb. David's last show was in Florida. He was at a songwriting festival, and it was the songwriters in the round, and he was in the middle stool because he was kind of the honored, you know, elder statesman. And they'd done a round, I think, and it got to his turn again. He's on his stool, and he's holding his guitar, and he looks out at the audience. And he gets really quiet. He takes everybody in and he just says, "I'm sorry." And he bowed his head and closed his eyes. And he never moved again. He passed right there on the stage. They didn't know what happened because he didn't fall off the stool or anything. He just sat there with his guitar. What a way to go. You know, as a performer, as anybody, to just pass peacefully, quietly, and David Olney, Michael Smith, Eric Taylor. We miss him. This one is about my initial musical hero, who I met when I was about 24 years old in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was doing grad school in Ann Arbor. And I remember from the time I was seven or so, this album in my parents' massive record collection. You know, they were young parents. So I was born in 1960 and my mom was 20 years old. So their record collection was intense, you know, from far-leaning folk stuff, you know, Gene Ritchie on the dulcimer and stuff like that, to, you know, to some crazy rock and roll stuff of the time, and Zappa and everything else. And everything in the middle, you know, and all the Dylan and you know, they didn't shy from anybody. They'd have John Denver next to Dylan, and to me it just all became about songs, you know, and stories and songs. But my favorite record, I pull it out, and this guy in a big cowboy hat, really handsome, and he's squinting up toward the sun, and it just says Jack Elliott on the cover. Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Son of Woody Guthrie, father of Bob Dylan. And so here I am at 24 years old. I go to watch him for the first time at the Arc, which is a really cool club in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I go to see him, and I'm just blown away. And the next morning I go to the farmer's market, which is right across the alley from the Arc. The Arc's in a big house. And leaning against the garage door is Ramblin' Jack Elliott. He's got his hat pulled down. He said, "Nobody can recognize him, but I know who it is." And I go up, I drop my groceries, I shake his hand, I say, "Ramblin' Jack, I've been a fan of yours since I was a little kid." He lifted up his hat and said, "You don't have an extra bicycle, do you?" We spent the afternoon riding bikes around Ann Arbor, Michigan. And from that point on, we were fast friends, and I've traveled all over this country with him. He's even made me drive the motorhome a few times. And Ramblin' Jack, during COVID, of course, I didn't see him. And I was getting a little bit concerned about not having seen him and about his health in general. So finally, this past year, he was coming through Oklahoma, and I was there in a little club called The Blue Door. And I thought I would surprise him. And I knew he would be coming up. A couple guys usually are with him on either side of him, kind of help him carry his guitar and make sure nobody gets in his face and all that kind of stuff. So I'm standing by the door. The truck pulls up. Ramblin' Jack gets out, and he looks a little bit older than he did before, you know. He had just turned 92, so he's older than Willie. And he got out, and he's kind of moving along there. They're carrying his guitar, and I'm standing at the door, and I just hold up my hand. And he puts his arms out, and he says, "Tim, I never thought I'd see you again." And it almost broke my heart. That is the epitome of bittersweet to me. And he went up on stage. They helped him on his stool, and he was kind of playing sloppy at the beginning. I thought, well, he is old. And his voice was a little bit, you know, weak. But by the second song, it all came back. And I could just see the years, you know, fall off him. And there he was, Ramblin' Jack Elliott at 92 years old, playing these songs of Woody Guthrie and all kinds of things. And I wrote this song a few years ago. It took me about 30 years to write it. And everything in this song is true. Bob Dylan is the person who, in his autobiography, said Ramblin' Jack Elliott is the king of the folk singers. My fingers are cold. Johnny Cash is dead and gone. The wayfaring stranger, been away too long. The contrary farmer, hitching up his mule. There's been a change of plans. You see, the cavalry's coming through. Someone grabbed a hammer. Must have been Big John. Skinny Pete is hollering, gonna strap his banjo on. Arlo's in his teepee, playing spoons and bones. Dylan's got the scepter. Ramblin' Jack is on the throne. Said Kerouac to Ramblin' Jack, "I got something for you to hear. Come up to my place tonight for some cocaine and beer." He had a long piece of paper rolled up, something like a scroll. "Sit down, Jack, you're the first to hear this thing called On the Road." Jack was out in England, playing on the street. Mick stood there watching, tapping both his feet. Jack jumped on his Vespa with no direction home. Mick got the boys and they start a band they call the Rolling Stones. Now here come little Bobby, he got a big head. How the hell else can he sing those things he said? He got it all from Woody. Jack was playing Santa Claus and Bobby eating meat. Jerry Jeff was talking sin. "I got a brand new song. It almost plays itself," he said, "and people just sing along. You be the first to record it, Jack. Maybe you won't have to ramble." Jack just smiled. Jerry Jeff played Mr. Bojangles. Jack was at the table, sitting with Tom Waits. Some origami figures, some whiskey, and a cake. They were talking about their voices, get sometimes sore and cracked. "Tea with lemon," said old Tom. "Tea with lemon, Jack." Somewhere near the ocean, in a little house that's red, Jack has drawn pictures of sailboats. Head. One day he will launch that ship and sail off into the sun, and on the beach will stand everyone he's touched by doing the things he's done.
Skinners, 912 Greens, Pretty Boy Floyd, Hard, Ain't It Hard, Ludlow Massacre, 1913 Massacre. This land is your land, the South.
Thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you.
How about it, folks? Tim Grimm on WFHB Saturday's Child. Man, that was fun. Thank you so much, Tim.
You.
Oh, man, so much fun. You can catch Tim, by the way, at the Songwriters Showcase on the 4th of January. It's a Thursday night at the Blockhouse. Be sure and check out his new album, The Little In Between. And go to timgrimm.com for all kinds of information about what Tim's been up to and some of the stuff we talked about at the showcase in the center there. And if you don't find Tim Grimm at timgrimm.com, add some more M's and you'll get there, right? I know that feeling. Hey, thanks one more time for Tim Grimm on WFHB. Yeah. Thanks for listening at home. Thanks to this fantastic audience this morning. You've been incredible. Additional support for WFHB and Saturday's Child comes from the Monroe County History Center, where we are, and from Lauren Wood Builders, a family-owned company sourcing local materials and local craftspeople working to build a sustainable community. More information is available at laurenwoodbuilders.com. Next month, January 13th, we'll be here with Kid Kazooie and the Firehouse Band. So be sure and come on back and join us for that. It's going to be good fun. Our creator, chief engineer, executive producer of Saturday's Child is Jeffrey Morris. Saturday's Child is possible through the dedication and talents of Jim Lang on Signals and Sounds, Marion Connedy on Cables and Connections, Ilsa Ackerberg's on Digital Doohickeys, Terry Mason on Time, and on everything else, Joe Loop. Our studio engineer, Jack Lasky, WFHB's music director is Christine Brackenhoff. Our general manager is Jar Turner. The Saturday's Child theme is Deep Blue Soul by the Keith Skuglin Trio. My name is D. James for WFHB's Saturday's Child and Sundog Productions. Stick around for Rural Roots on your community radio station, WFHB 91.3 and 98.1, 100.7 at 106.3, WFHB ORG.